staying at home means cooking at home. It means making date night a special night, even if we can't go out. The other night, my lover made dinner. It was steak and other things, and it was fun watching him bustle around the kitchen cooking. And then setting the table, I put us right next to each other so that I could cut his steak for him and feed him little bites. And then he fed me little bites, and we were touching and teasing, and the wine. It was just so sweet. So when he cleared the table and took the dishes into the kitchen, he asked me what I wanted for dessert, and I told him, "Don't worry, I've got dessert figured out already." I slipped out of my dress and kicked it aside and laid out on the table in a lavish pose, just in my special lingerie, displaying me. He came back in looking at me and just walked over and took both my arms by the wrists in one hand and stretched me out flat with my arms over my head. And now I'm the centerpiece of the table, or more than the centerpiece, I'm the buffet. And he slowly explored my body, starting with my fingers and wrists, suckling and kissing, working his way down my arms, nibbling on my ear, nuzzling my neck. He unclipped the front closure on my bra, exposing my breasts. My nipples were already crinkly and hard. And although he let go of my wrists, I left them over my head, arching up, thrusting my breasts into his mouth as he started to nibble and suckle. I could feel myself getting flush and warm as he slid a finger slowly down my belly, under the tops of my panties, still massaging my breasts with his other hand and working my nipples with his mouth. And then his wonderfully large, gentle touch caressed the lips of my pussy, tweaking and touching and gently opening me. He waited as my clitoris bloomed and then gently caressed, slowly finding my opening as I moistened. Then he released my breasts from his mouth and then kissed down to my belly, with a playful tongue in my belly button, before I felt both of his hands pull off my underwear, and then pull my ass to the edge of the table, and then lean in and feasting on my juices, kissing and licking and rubbing his nose against my clit, while he slipped his tongue in and out of me. His hands were wrapped around my thighs, holding me in place, while I was writhing against him, losing control. I'm sure that the neighbors had to hear my first orgasm as I moaned louder and louder, almost screaming. And then he stood up, unbuckling his cock out. Oh, his cock. Oh, God, he made me want it so badly. And then he gave it to me. I was so ready, so needy, that it was like a drug when he entered me, all the way in just one steady push, my legs wrapping around his torso. I was still lying flat on my back on the table, but when I tried to bring my arms up, he took each wrist and held me down, towering over me, his strength and confidence driving me wild. I pulled against him with my legs, still with my heels on. I must have been poking him in the back like spurs, but he just kept slow, steady strokes, setting the pace, bringing me to the top again until I was screaming and twitching and so lost in my orgasms. And just at the end of a wave of orgasming, he pulled hard against my wrist, pulling himself all the way in with a solid and he held himself there so I could feel his twitching cock deep inside of me, unloading that precious seed and juices, flooding me. Oh, I laid there gasping as he pulled out, cum dripping out of me onto the table. I was losing track of time laying there in the afterglow. But he came back and peeled off my shoes and my stockings, and then picked me up in his strong arms and carried me to the tub that he had filled. Gently setting me on my feet, he stepped in first and helped me in, candles lit in the otherwise darkened bathroom. And I rested my head on his chest and felt the warm water mixing with the warmth of our lovemaking. Date night in can be so wonderful.